We're back in business.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, you can purchase, like we say, solid copper grounding rods from hardware stores, Radio Shack, or large electrical, you know, warehouses where they wind motors. Any electrician can point you in the direction. Like I say, use at least 10-gauge solid copper wire. True grounding wire is 4-gauge. It's about a quarter inch thick. It runs about 50 to 75 cents a foot, whereas you can get 10-gauge for right around 14 to 18 cents a foot. And 10-gauge is plenty because you're running a very small antenna, very low power, and very low elevation because you're not a commercial outfit. Okay? One thing about the static discharge unit, it mounted on the outside on the mast, it just goes in line. It just, the wire goes into it and right back out of it. It's only about 2 inches long, and essentially it's a fusible link. If the static level gets too high, or you do get hit with an electrical discharge, i.e. lightning, then it melts and doesn't let the charge come into your house and melt your equipment completely. It'll probably ruin it, but at least your house won't burn down.
Your house won't burn down. That's good, though.
Well, that's going to hurt the equipment.
Oh, man. You know, there's a lot of other things. Like I said, folks, if only six people hear your radio station on the air, six neighbors, that's six more people that will hear the truth than would ever hear it watching the establishment brainwashing stuff. And you know, I was listening last week when they kept saying, well, you know, the Jews own all the media, the Jews own all the newspapers, the Jews own all. No, folks, they don't. All of these things are corporations. Anybody can own them. And to tell you how interested people are in really owning the news, we tried to get a movement going in the early days of the Hour of the Time, and I bet you Alan Weiner and Johnny Lightning will remember this. I know Scott Becker will. We tried to get together a movement whereby people bought stock in Gannett Corporation, which owns a major portion of the media in this country. And all we wanted to do was get a voting block of stock that was large enough so that we could dictate to the board of directors that they tell the truth in the newspapers and on the radio and on the television stations that Gannett owned. And guess what? All this griping and moaning and complaining about how all the Jews own all the media and nobody tells the truth in the media, and we want to have a voice in the media, and we want to you know, go back to the way America is supposed to be. Guess how many of these whining, complaining, nitwit, ignoramus sheeple really wanted to do that? Guess how many of them would part with just enough money to buy one or two shares of stock and turn over the voting rights to us so that we could go and vote as one block of stock? You ready? Not many, folks. I'm not going to embarrass you by telling you the true number. You see, we needed a whole bunch of stock, and we got some stock, you know, and the people who really did care and really did buy the stock and turn over the proxy to us so that we could go to the stockholders meeting and vote their stock were good, honest people who really mean what they say and really care. And everybody else is still sitting around bitching and complaining about how the Jews own the media. Well, I got to tell you something. Anybody who owns stock in the media owns the media, and you all had your chance. I know that at the time that we started this movement, I had 10 million listeners in the United States alone, not counting all the millions of listeners around the world who were listening to the Hour of the Time on WWCR. So you had your chance. You're still sitting there bitching and complaining and crying and whining and moaning. Well, if they do, somebody sold it to them. And I don't think that they really do. I think if you really examined the ownership of the stock of all of the media companies in this country, you'd find out that very few of them are Jews. And if you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. You see, they're corporations. If you really want to take the media away from whoever the hell you think owns it, all you got to do is do it. All you got to do is buy the stock and vote it. You can hire a whole new board of directors. You can hire new editors and talking heads and we could we could put a canvas coat on Ted Copulate and stick him in a rowboat off the coast of Maine and make a fisherman out of him. And that's the truth. I got to tell you, that little turkey makes me so mad when I see him strutting there with his ego hanging out all over the place like he really knows what we're supposed to think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You talk about a bandy rooster. I've never seen anything in my life like Ted Copulate. Oh. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on these guys because I can't stand them. His air of superiority. Oh, jeez. As if. Never mind. Dear Lord, help me through my hour of need. Give me strength and shut me up. Thank you. Okay, now, here's the goal. Here's what we want to do. You see, we don't care if you broadcast the hour of the time or not, but we hope that you will, whether you broadcast it off of shortwave or buy tapes and broadcast the tapes. So however you want to do it is fine with us. We want you to also get a satellite receiving system because you're going to have material to broadcast. You can get it. And we're going to make it available to you. And you can get it for about $500-something, a whole total kit and caboodle, everything that you need in order to receive programming, free programming from satellite and rebroadcast it on your micro FM station. And we want you to carry the hour of the time. Whether you receive it off a shortwave and broadcast it on your FM station and let people hear what shortwave really sounds like. In fact, that's a good selling thing, because most people have never heard shortwave in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give them a chance to see what listening to shortwave is really like. And I think a lot of people will want to do that. So, you know, if we can make a network of these micro broadcasting stations across the nation and across every city in this country, and we all start broadcasting material off of satellite and off of shortwave, then, ladies and gentlemen, the American people have a chance to hear the truth. We believe in freedom of speech. We want you to broadcast whatever the hell you want to broadcast. I don't care what it is, but we want you to broadcast. We want you to take the airwaves back away from these brainwashing nitwits that think that we're too stupid to be able to handle the truth and just feed us pablum and brainwashing all day, every day. I'm sick of it. I know that most of you are sick of it. Doyle's sick of it. My daughters are sick of it. Everybody that I know is absolutely sick of it. Can't stand it. Gag me with a spoon, a la, what's his name in L.A.? Valley Girl stuff. Frank Zappa. He's all right. I like Frank Zappa. You've got to do it. You see, if we can get two micro broadcasting stations on every block in America, all broadcasting the same thing at least part of the day, and whatever you want to broadcast on your own for the rest of the day, because you're all going to have to broadcast some of these same things, because we know that if you're into this, you're into freedom. And if you're into freedom, you're going to want to broadcast some of the programming that is in the freedom, like Radio New York International. Friday Night Live, my good friend Gary Bourgeois. You know, this WBCQ is great. I've got to tell you, it really is great. And it's nostalgic to me because we all started out together. We all started together.
Cool.
Now, I don't know if we all started radio together, but I know we all started together on the Becker Satellite Network at one particular time, And the guys from Radio New York International and Alan Wiener helped me get started.
Right.
And Scott Becker helped me get started. And if it hadn't been for them, there would never have been an hour of the time because I didn't know how to do it. And when I first started, I was on satellite, folks. And I got to tell you, there's this huge satellite radio audience out there because I really thought, this is the truth, I really thought that I was just being broadcast on a satellite and nobody was listening. I thought that radio stations tune through these satellites and decide if they're going to pick up programming or not. That's what I thought. That's how dumb I was. I didn't know anything. I was ignorant about radio. That's what I thought was happening. And then all of a sudden one day, we went down to the mailbox, and guess what?
There's a lot of mail.
Not just a lot of mail.
Official.
Hundreds and hundreds of letters from not just the United States, mm-hmm. but all over the world who were listening to me on this stupid satellite.
Mm-hmm.
And that was incredible.
Mm-hmm. This morning, Luxembourg, South Africa,
yeah.
France.
So then we got some little bit of money together, not much. We didn't have much. And we got on early Monday morning on WWCR. It was Sunday night past midnight. I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. And I thought, everybody's in bed. But it was, you know, it was cheap. We were paying almost nothing for the airtime at that time. You pay out the nose if you go on WWCR today.
Mm-hmm.
For what? I don't know. But because they don't treat you good. Got to tell you that right now. They treated us like dirt after all that years of paying them on time and promising us and screwed us over royally. So we have no love for WWCR whatsoever at all, period. And anyway, there we were at 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. Everybody's got to go to work Monday morning. Nobody's up in the middle of the night listening to me being picked up off a satellite, which nobody is listening to, at 1 o'clock in the morning. And it became the most popular broadcast on WWCR. Where all these people came from out of the woodwork, I don't know. We got a call from Adam Locke, who wanted to give us five nights a week following Tom Valentine because of the popularity of the broadcast. They said they were getting more mail than they've ever gotten about any show ever. And we didn't have the money. And what we always do is we look at something and see if it's the right thing to do. And if it is, we do it, and we trust in God to furnish us with whatever we need. And yes, folks, I do believe in God. I am not an atheist. I look around at this world and this universe, and I see an intelligent hand at work. I do not believe that there's some old guy in white robes with a long beard sitting on some throne somewhere. No. But I believe in God. 100%. And I believe that that there's one of the laws that God has is if you're doing the right thing, he'll take care of you. And if you're not, won't. That's all there is to it. So that's how we try to do things. And sometimes we're successful and sometimes we're not. And sometimes I get off track and I get smacked down and I got to get back on track. And then things smooth out and stuff magically appears when we need it. And that's the way it seems to work. I don't question it. I believe that life is for living, and it's for living doing as much good as you possibly can. And any attempt to find any other reason or purpose or anything else only meets with somebody getting absolutely lost, sidetracked, and is worthless to themselves and everybody else until they figure out that whatever they were looking for was already there in the first place. They just didn't want to confront it, and it's always inside of us. Anyway, that's your philosophy from Bill Cooper tonight. Other than that, my main belief is freedom. If you think this program is religious, it's a freedom ministry.
And there you go.
The ministry of freedom, nothing else. Nothing else. We believe in freedom of everything. I don't care what it is. I do not believe in victimless crimes. You see, that's where the government steps out and decides to make everybody a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a victimless crime is. It's an attempt by the government to get something on everybody so that if you step out of line or say something the government doesn't like, they smack you down like a fly. Like a fly. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, we didn't give the number. Okay. To call Ramsey and get a catalog. Get a current catalog before you do anything. And you can talk to them about whatever you, you know, want to talk to them about. But remember, they're busy. So call them, toll free, 1-800-446-2295. Get a catalog. You can go to our website and go to the micro broadcasting pages. And in fact, we can go online right now. And I can just help you guys out here. Let me crank up the old computator.
Talk about wire more.
Pardon?
Talk about wire. Everybody's going to tell them to use RG59.
No, no, no. Don't use RG59. That's 75 ohm. You want 50 ohm, which is RG58. Mm-hmm. And if you want really good RG58, you want to get Belden. Mm-hmm. It's called Belden. And if you're not really good at hooking up the connections and all that kind of stuff, measure what cable you need first and order from somebody who can professionally make up the links for you and put the fittings on. You want probably F fittings, but you can get any kind of fittings you want that will be compatible with your equipment. Remember, folks, we need to get a network of low-power micro-broadcasting stations all across this country. Now, when we went off of WWCR and we're just on satellite for a while, we created the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, and we had over 700 low-power FM broadcasters picking up our network every single night until we got into some unforeseen difficulties, and the person that we were subleasing the satellite transponder from didn't pay his bill and wasn't sending us any invoices or bills, and so we lost the transponder. It wasn't our fault. And I don't even know if it was his fault either. I don't know whose fault it was, but that went by the wayside. Now satellite transponders, sub-audio carriers are so expensive now that the cheapest one we found, they want $2,500 a month, and we can't afford that, folks. And so we're on shortwave and low-power FM only. We still have many low-power micro-broadcasting stations across the country that purchase tapes from us of the old Hour of the Time and air them religiously. You can also find the Hour of the Time on the Internet. And, you know, that's really something. The Internet is amazing, I got to tell you. It is a place of great possibilities and great criminality. And a great horde of social misfits who hide behind computers and strike out at the world. And it's a great source of disinformation, lies, you know, things that you wouldn't believe. But they're there. They're all there. I've got to tell you, let me see if I can remember the password. Yeah, there it is. I think that's it. Okay. We are attempting to dial into the Internet, folks. So that little beep, 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 that's the modem dialing the phone. And in just a few minutes, we'll be online. Or just a few, well, should be a few seconds. We'll find out anyway.
I'll just tell them about the kits.
The kits.
How they'll come pre-assembled if they're really squeamish about soldering.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Don't be alarmed, folks. That's what it sounds like when you're making connection on with the provider to take you to the Internet. So everything's cool. We're going right now to http://harvest-trust.org. By the way, there is a link. There's a couple of links, three links, as a matter of fact, on our website to WBCQ. So when you go to our website, you'll want to click on those links and visit WBCQ's website. I am now going down to find on our homepage the link that will take us to micro-broadcasting. And I'm going to sort of clue you into a few other things that you need to know before you get lost in this without doing, you know, the right thing. You can also see a live stock ticker. on our website and all kinds of other things. Webpage of Hour of the Time transcripts. Oh, let me go to the Hour of the Time page here. I'm on our home page now. We're going to the Hour of the Time page. And I'm going to tell you some of the places where you can listen to the Hour of the Time on the internet. That is, if this thing is going to work here. Is it going to work? Yeah, here we go. Okay. For some reason, this is very slow tonight. Either the internet has a lot of people on it. Oh, also, we have an Art B.S. Bell page. That's right, Art B.S. Bell. So if you want to go to our website and read that, I highly recommend that everybody read the Art B.S. Bell page. And you may begin to understand if you... Here we go, Micro Broadcasting. Let me click on that one. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. It's like we're not connected or something, and I know that we are. And I really want to do this. If it's going to work. And I don't know if it's going to work or not now. It doesn't appear to want to work. This will tell the tale. I'm going to plug into the email. It says finding host, but it's not doing anything, which means that there's a problem with our connection. Wouldn't you know it? Okay, I guess we're not going to do this. Go to the webpage. Go to the micro broadcasting link. And when you get to the micro broadcasting link, click on it and read everything that you can find there. We spent a lot of time, a lot of work on this, and it will tell you everything that you need to do and that you need to know in order to get into micro broadcasting. For some reason, Doyle, we're not, we had a connection and we don't have it now. So anyway, I'm not going to waste airtime. On this, I'm not going to waste our time on this. So we're going to shut this thing down. And I'll print out some stuff and read it on the air for you tomorrow night. For those of you who don't have a computer and can't get on the internet. Like I said, the internet is a great place. It's also a terrible place. And you have to sort of learn how to deal with both. And don't believe anything. See, here's what's bad, folks, about all this cyberspace stuff and all this digitized stuff. Most people don't understand really what's happening. And all of you who think that you're safe on the internet and all your correspondence is private, remember the government created the internet. The government controls the internet. Regardless of how chaotic it may seem, believe me, nothing is private on the internet. Ever. Nothing. Period. And the minute that you think it is, that's the minute you're going to make a mistake and something's going to, you're going to say or do something that's going to get you in trouble. PGP, if you think that PGP can't be cracked, I got a few bridges to sell you. The whole purpose of the National Security Agency is to crack any code that anybody creates anywhere, anytime, ever. And their specific mission is to crack codes created by nations who have millions and billions of dollars to create codes that can't be cracked, that are cracked every day by the NSA. And if you think PGP hasn't been cracked by the NSA, you're a Looney Tune nutso wacky dude. Don't ask me what that is. But whatever it is, that's what you are, if you really believe that. So, don't get caught up in those kinds of fictions, ladies and gentlemen. Cyberspace was created to control, filter, and monitor information. It was created by the United States government intentionally and purposefully. Understand that. Digital imaging was created so that they can control what you see and feel and think. You see, with analog, you can always tell if something has been faked. With digitizing, you can't. They can create people who have never lived, never existed in the history of the world, and make you believe that they are living, thinking, talking, breathing, real people. They can change pictures and events and videotape and records. Books that are digitized can have whole passages, chapters, and important portions removed or changed and other stuff inserted in there. And if you don't have the real hard copy of the printed book to compare it to, you'll never know it in your life. You will never know it. There's going to be a day coming when every transaction you make, every phone call you make, most of the business that you transact, all of your entertainment, everything is going to be connected to your television set in your living room, and the information will all be digital. You will go to a digital library to read a digital book, Moby Dick.
Remember Animal Farm?
Yep.
Change the rules on the side of the barn every day.
That's right. Change the rules on the side of the barn every day. If you didn't get up and read the rules, you didn't know what the rules were. And you got in trouble every single day. And that's what's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Complete and total control of everything you see, hear, trust, believe, think, and ditto. And that's what it is. When you can't think for yourself, then you've got to ditto what somebody else told you to think. And that's what most people do. They've never had an original thought in their entire life. They are, in fact, ditto heads. And their lives are controlled by what they see and hear on television, mostly, a little bit from radio. Most people, you know, if you can believe these polls, I don't believe any of these polls, but I saw a poll not too long ago that said the average American citizen spends 7 hours a day in front of a television set. Now think about that, folks. How can that be? I mean, if you go to work and you work at least 8 hours a day, and you come home and you sit in front of the television set for 7 hours, and then you go to sleep, when does anybody ever talk to anybody else? Yeah. I mean, is this a nation where nobody talks anymore? Is that?
I've been to houses where family dinner was quiet and no one talked.
And was it in front of the television set?
Locked in there.
Yeah, the big brainwashing tube. Most people's whole life is owned and controlled, and all of their thoughts come from the tube, the boob tube. And if you watch very much of it, you're a boob. And if you let your children watch very much of it, you have destroyed their brain. They will never, you know, whatever they turn out to be is anybody's guess. But it's going to be something that is going to be a reflection of what they learned on that television set. And it's the greatest wasteland I've ever seen in my life. Oh, puke, oh, puke, oh, puke, oh. Oh, fill my shoes with puke and throw them in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's the way I feel about it. So, now, it's 8 o'clock and we've got to do this again. You're listening to
WBCQ
Monticello, Maine,
USA.
Aha, that sounds good. Let's do it again.
All right. WBCQ.
Monticello, Maine.
In the USA.
All right. We did our duty, Alan.
The planet.
On High Street. Don't tell me you guys don't smoke.
Yeah.
That's a myth if I ever heard one. Okay. Now what are we going to do? We've talked about all of that stuff, and there's just a couple of more things about this micro broadcasting that you need to know. And let me see here. The frequency survey. If you really want to make sure that you don't interfere with any other broadcasting station, in particular commercial stations or airline frequencies or anything like that, I can tell you for sure that the FM 100 professional FM stereo transmitter does not have harmonics on any other frequency, so you can rest assured of that one. I'm not so sure. I don't know anything about the FM 25, except it's not supposed to. That's what Ramsey says. The FM 10 I wouldn't trust because that's the cheapy version of the others, but you could start out with that because it really doesn't broadcast very far, so it's probably not going to interfere with anything anyway. But if you're going to, you know, if you really want to do everything right, what you need to do is go down and find a broadcast engineer at one of the local commercial radio stations, because they're always looking for a way to make an extra buck, and get him to run a survey for you to find a frequency in your area to broadcast that will not interfere with any other station, and in particularly any other commercial broadcast station. And he's going to charge you a few bucks for that, but you need to do it. You really do. Next thing you need to do is sit down and write a letter to the FCC telling them where you purchased your transmitter, how much power it has, and tell them that you intend to broadcast with that little transmitter between between 6 p.m. and midnight, Monday through Saturday, and you're going to take Sunday off. Whatever. But once you make a schedule, you have to make sure that you're broadcasting during those times, because your listeners, once they catch on to your station, if they tune in once or twice and can't find anybody broadcasting there, guess what they do, folks? They turn off their radio, or they tune to another station, and they don't come back. So once you set your schedule and you broadcast your schedule to your listeners and they become used to listening to your station at those times, make sure that you're always there at that time broadcasting what they've become used to hearing. That way you will create a listenership. And if they tune in on a night that you're supposed to be there and you're not, they change stations and they don't come back usually. That's how you lose listeners. Okay? Now, the FCC is probably not going to answer your letter. And make sure you tell them the power of your transmitter. Make sure you tell them that you understand that you have a right to broadcast intrastate, non-commercial, in your area, and that you're not broadcasting across any state line or any national boundary, that you purchased your equipment from Ramsey, that you have not altered the equipment, and that it is broadcasting between whatever it is in 100 thousandths of 1 watt power and no more than that. And chances are they won't even answer your letter. If they do, they'll probably wish you luck, whatever, because it's perfectly lawful and legal to do that. Okay? If they say anything else, send me a copy of what they send you, because I want to see what they're trying to do now. I want to see how far outside their bounds they're trying to step now. And, of course, we don't want to let them do it. We've got to call them. You know, when they do that kind of stuff, we have to call them on it. We have to make sure that they understand that we're not stupid, and that we understand the law, and that we know that the Constitution is the supreme law, and that they don't have the right to step outside of the restrictions and limitations of the Constitution for the United States of America, no matter what anybody else thinks, says, or does. Okay? I mean, that's just the way that it's got to be. And we got what? We got, what's up, Pooh? Where is she? Where are you? Come here, honey. Where do you work? Where do you work?
It's just one time.
You want some candy? Okay.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Does Pooh know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay, Pooh, go get you and Allison one piece of candy. That's all. And put it back, okay? Bye, guys. Thanks for coming to visit. And thanks for asking. We have a rule in our house. No candy unless they ask, and then if it's okay, they get one piece only so that their little teeth don't rot out of their head before they even have a chance to start living their life. And Pooh is 8 years old now. She turned 8 the 30th of May, and so she is, and by the way, she reads more than most grown adults
mm-hmm.
that have college degrees and a lot of other things. And Allison is going to be, already is, just as smart. She doesn't read like Pooh does, but, you know, she'll get there. Anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. What was I talking about? I've lost my train of thought.
Letter to the FCC?
Letter to the FCC, yeah. Whatever they write back to you, if it's any different than what I told you, usually they won't answer it. If they do answer it and you have a micro broadcasting station, then, you know, they may send you some rules or something that you're supposed to follow. If they send you anything else other than good stuff, send me a copy so that I can look at it and so that we can get on the air and talk about it and so that we can write them a letter and ask them, you know, what they're doing now and why they're doing it and what it all means and you know, that kind of stuff. That's really important. Got to keep the dragon in its cage. And we are the zookeepers. If we let the dragon get out of its cage and rampage through the town and the city and the countryside and the land, it's our fault. Because that's the nature of dragons. It's the nature of government to reach out and consume power and take away and grow and get out of hand and make rules and regulations and laws and stuff until nobody can even ever hope to even know what the rules and laws are. Until you get up one morning and you find out no matter what you do, you're breaking some rule or some law somewhere because nobody knows what they are. And every 5 minutes they're passing new laws. Legislatures somehow got it in their mind that their whole purpose is to legislate, to make laws. And that's not true. Their purpose is to legislate when necessary and not legislate when it's not necessary. That's the truth. But they think somehow if they're not passing new legislation, they're not doing their job. And most of the population thinks so too, because one of the things that the people get reelected by or elected by is how much legislation they got through Congress or they got through the State House. Baloney. The more legislation somebody pushes through, the less I'm inclined to vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the chances are I won't. Now, folks, this hour of the time is costing a lot of money because we're on 3 hours each night. We're going to have some fantastic programming for you. Now, you know what I've done in the past, and I've got Doyle here to help me now, and a lot of other people, believe it or not. And so we're going to be doing some fantastic, really fantastic programming here in the future. Now, in order to maintain 3 hours a night, we've got to have some money coming in here. We absolutely must have money coming in to pay for all of this. It's got to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then when we discover that it's not going to happen, we'll cut back to 2 hours a night. And if we can't get enough money in here to pay for the 2 hours a night, ladies and gentlemen, we'll cut back to 1 hour a night. And if that doesn't work, we'll cut back to 30 minutes a night. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to take my family to some island somewhere and, you know, say to hell with it. People won't support their causes, so, you know, why should I support them? That's just the way it is. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you right now that if you want to make donations to keep the hour of the time on the air, we will accept donations, but we're not going to ask for them. Okay? We're going to present you with good products every week, every night, during some portion of the programming, so that
We can help you, and you can help us. We are making these products at the rock bottom, lowest price that you can think of. And while we're going through this little commercial phase here, those of you who live in the Round Valley of Arizona listening to 101.1 FM, we've got to turn you off because 101.1 FM is a non-profit community service station. So we cannot broadcast these commercials on 101.1 FM. As soon as we finish with this portion of the broadcast in about 20 or 30 minutes, we will be back on the air. In the meantime, 101.1 FM is going off the air right this moment. We will be back on the air in about 15 or 20 minutes after we get through with this commercial portion of the programming. Ooh, boy, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting some kind of a thing back at us? That helped a little bit, but not much. What is it? What is it that's going on here? Turn off that. Yeah. No.
The button on the other side of that. Turn it off.
That's it. We did it. Okay. Now we know what we have to do to go off the air with 101.1 FM so that we didn't get that, don't get that horrible buzz. Okay, folks, here's the new prices for tapes of Hour of the Time. Now, we're on 3 hours now, not an hour anymore. It's 3 hours, so we have to change our prices. Starting tonight, the Hour of the Time will be a three-hour broadcast, Monday through and including Thursday nights. And, of course, this results in each broadcast being a two-tape set. They're 90-minute tapes, two tapes. And therefore, the new prices for broadcast tapes are as follows. Now, write this down, because if you hear an episode of the Hour of the Time that you want to purchase, this is the price. Members. That means if you're a CAGI member or an intelligence service member, the price is $11 postpaid per broadcast. $11 postpaid per broadcast for members. Non-members. Non-members. Now, you know if you're a member or not, so don't call and ask if you're a member. If you got to call and ask if you're a member, you're not a member. Non-members, $13. That's $13 per broadcast, postpaid. Okay? These are 3 hours each, two 90-minute tapes. If you live outside of the continental United States or outside the borders of the United States of America, it's $15 postpaid. $15 postpaid. Now, each broadcast is 3 hours long. You'll get two 90-minute tapes for that money. They will be studio quality stereo tapes, not the monaural that you're hearing over the shortwave. We will only accept blank money orders, cash, gold or silver coins, nothing else. Don't send us a check. We won't even waste the postage to send it back to you. If you send us a check, we'll just tear it up and throw it in the trash can. Nobody will cash it. And we will tear it up to the point where nobody could cash it if they wanted to. We will not accept checks under any circumstances. We will only accept blank money orders, which means if you write anything on that money order, we will not accept it. We will send back money orders. Okay? We'll just send it back to you so that you can go get your money back. We will not send back checks. Remember, we will accept blank money orders, cash, gold or silver, coins only. Okay? That is the only way that you can do business with the Hour of the Time. And here's the address. Here's the address. Anytime you communicate with us or order anything from the Hour of the Time, send it to the Hour of the Time in care of 101.1 FM. That's 101.1 FM. Post Office Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona. That's Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Once again, it's the hour of the time, in care of 101.1 FM, Post Office Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925, USA. Go ahead. And we're back in business. Okay. Now, if you would like to have a packet of information, our current catalog of all of the things that we currently have for sale, send us $1 and a self-addressed stamped envelope with 50... Wait a minute. What is the correct postage? It's 75 cents postage. Okay? Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope with 75 cents postage attached plus $1, and we'll send you our current catalog, including a current 1998 tape list of the available tapes of the Hour of the Time broadcast.
Number 10 size.
Yeah, number 10 size. Big, large envelope. That's the large envelope, okay? Number 10 size. If you don't know what that is, go down to your local envelope shop or the post office and ask them what a number 10 size is and buy it from them. Okay, now, for those of you who do not know it, my book is now out on audio tape. It was published by Audio Literature on audio tape, and I spent 3 days in San Francisco recording the book. It's read by the author, me, William Cooper. Behold a Pale Horse is now out on audiobooks. In fact, you can buy it from Amazon on the internet. It's the alternative audio label of audio literature, and you can order it through any bookstore or anywhere. You can purchase it from us. If you'd like to purchase a copy of my book or an audio tape, and it's got 10 minutes of new material at the end, it's $19.95 postpaid. $19.95 postpaid. It's 3 hours of tapes. It is the abridged version of Behold a Pale Horse, and Behold a Pale Horse is still the number one underground best-selling book, not just in this country, but all over the world. It is absolutely incredible. So, what else? Oh, Oklahoma City Day One right now is on sale for $16. $16, that's a normally $35 postpaid, is now $16 postpaid. That's Oklahoma City Day One by Michelle Marie Moore. $16 postpaid, that's what it cost us to print the book, folks, plus the postage. We couldn't generate enough interest in this whole country to sell that book at what it should be sold for so that we could make some money on it, so we're just trying to get our money back. So $16 postpaid for Oklahoma City Day One. That's our cost of printing the book plus the UPS and postage charges and the shipping and handling charges to get it to you. So we're taking a bath on that. All we're trying to do is get our money back. Veritas is back in publication. Veritas is back in publication, and here's the deal, folks. It's $30 for a six-issue subscription. $30 for a six-issue subscription. It's a full-size national newspaper. Or $55 for a 12-issue subscription. $55 for a 12-issue subscription. With the 12-issue subscription, at the $55 rate, you get a free copy of Oklahoma City Day One. We're just giving it away. And folks, we did not make the charge for the paper $55 because we're giving away Oklahoma City Day 1 and there's padded in there. That was the price of a 12-issue subscription. And then we couldn't figure out what to do with Oklahoma City Day 1. We're taking a bath on it. To help out Veritas subscriptions for a limited time, you get a free copy, which is a $35 value of Oklahoma City Day 1 with a subscription, 12-issue subscription of Veritas at $55. Anybody who's ever read Veritas will tell you it is the number one best newspaper in America, bar none. It is not a newsletter. It is not a tabloid. It is a full-size national newspaper. Okay? I hate it when people call and ask if they can get a subscription to our newsletter. I hate that. We don't have a newsletter. We have a newspaper, just like the New York Times, only better. It tells the truth. What else have we got here? Oh, the Branch Davidians' Last Will and Testament is what we call it. And this is the videotape that was made by the Branch Davidians in Mount Carmel while they were under siege. Most Americans do not even know that this tape exists. It's $35. It's $30 postpaid to anyone who lives in the United States. $35 foreign. All funds must be in U.S. funds. Okay. Remember, we will only accept blank money orders, cash, gold or silver coin. No checks under any circumstances whatsoever. Now, we got some other stuff that's really neat. I'm going to let Doyle tell you all about this stuff because he knows about it. He knows about it better than me. And so he's going to tell you about these things. And we guarantee you, folks, the lowest prices anywhere on this stuff. So those of you who have been looking for this type of merchandise, we guarantee you that we will meet or beat any advertised price. By advertised price, it must be advertised on the radio, on television, or in print media somewhere. Okay? You can't just call us up and say, oh, Joe Blow will sell it to me for $14. No. You got to show us the ad that has the lower price, or send us a tape of the radio broadcast, the actual radio broadcast where the lower price was actually advertised. You see, we don't think there are any lower prices than what we're going to give you tonight on this stuff. In fact, some of the prices we have are so much lower than everybody else that that it's going to absolutely amaze you. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to Doyle. I'm going to head down the hall to the little boy's room and check on my family, and I will be back in a few moments. Mr. Shamlin.
Uh-oh. All right, tonight, some of the products we'd like to offer you are things which aren't necessarily products that a paranoid or a right-wing fanatic needs to stockpile. That's a joke. These are products that anybody can use on a day-to-day basis, especially on certain times of the year, i.e. bad weather, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and everything else, like power outages that happen in certain areas of the country every year. First thing we'd like to start out with is the mainstay food ration. This stuff is good tasting, believe it or not. To me it is, at least. It's like a vanilla lemon cake taste. It's an energy bar, essentially. But what this is developed for long-term storage to handle and just a wide range of temperatures. Actually, the temperature range is negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. So you can throw it in the trunk of your car and leave it. It's got a 5-year shelf life. Each little cube of it is 400 calories, and it's fully balanced as far as vitamins and minerals. It's some amazing stuff. It's really good to have on hand just for emergencies, breakdowns on the side of the road, power outages, or if you're just going out hiking in the woods, it's good to have. I know a lot of hunters from where I'm from that carry this stuff religiously with them because it's a lot easier than making sandwiches, and they spoil and get hot, and they have something to eat and snack on all day. It's good stuff. We're selling a case of 10 packets of it. Each packet is good for a whole day of food. So this is 10 days worth, a case of 10 packets for $43.50 plus shipping. The next thing I'd like to talk about is the mainstay water packets. Since along the same line, approved by the U.S. Coast Guard, the Defense Personnel Support Center, U.S. Army, relief efforts, emergency evacuation teams, and rescue teams all over America. This stuff is amazing. Essentially, all it is a pouch, like the little juice drinks in the store, a foil pouch, but it's sterile water that's then hermetically sealed to avoid any contamination. It's got a 5-year shelf life again. This stuff is good stuff to have. What's nice about this, a lot of people like to keep some bottled water, jugs of water in their closet or pantry or in their car. Thing is that bottles get propagated by germs. It happens. The average bottled shelf life, not counting sun breakdown from UV rays, is only 6 months before algae and staphylococcus and diplococcus and everything else grows in them. So this is good stuff to have. We're selling a case of 60 packets. That's 60 servings. You need two of these a day if you really have to stretch it out. Two of these a day will be fine. If breakdown on the side of the road, you can't beat them. Or for hiking, traveling, they're great, especially if you travel over borders into foreign countries where their sanitation may be questionable. These are great to have. A case of 60 packets for $19.95 plus postage. We will tell you how to call for details. Then we have the Wallace Guidebook.
Wait a minute. I thought Diplococcus was a dinosaur.
Well, that's his uncle.
You know, I just want to tell everybody out there, especially Alan Weiner, if you're listening, I just went out to check the shortwave signal. We're in the White Mountains of Arizona, which is almost, but not quite, as far away from you can get from Maine as you can get on this continent. And this station, WBCQ, is just booming in here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is really booming, and I'm very, very happy with the signal.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. Okay, the next item is called the Wallace Guidebook. Remember this, the Wallace Guidebook. What this is essentially a first aid manual that covers a lot more stuff than the typical first aid manual you might pick up at some, I don't know, mass market store. What this one covers is, this will get you through almost any emergency you might run into. It'll cover anything from minor scratches and cuts that people incur, clear through childbirth. It is an amazing book. This book can really save the day. If you have children, you live far away, or you are far away from home when a disaster or accident happens, such as hiking, or if you're in one of those areas of the country that get hit every year with hurricanes and floods and whatnot, and then you're on your own at that point, because generally the power structure goes down and phone lines and power are out for who knows how many days. This Wallace Guidebook is $5.49. That is it. $5.49 plus postage. The next item is called the First Aid and Travel Kit. This kit is essentially a first aid kit with some extra drinking water and emergency things like the gloves. It's packaged in a really good container that can take abuse as far as like car trunks, glove boxes, throw it in the closet, wherever. This is a really good deal to have around. It'll take care of most small minor emergencies that may happen wherever you might be. This first aid and travel kit is $7.95 plus postage. The next thing we'd like to go into is, this is a really nice deal right here. This thing's called the Traveler.
Wait a minute. Did you say $7.95?
Yeah. We're going
to... Boy, you're not supposed to give it away. Well, $7.95.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you told him to set the price.
All right.
The next item, this is a nice deal. Actually, these at my old employment back home, my old home, these were actually given as our safety award bonuses. They're a nice deal. It's called the Traveler. What it is essentially is a water-resistant nylon case with a carry strap, and then just little supplies. That's why we got it for a safety award, incentive award for no accidents for a year. It's a good deal to have around, though. Everybody at work really enjoyed it. They make great gifts. It shows a lot of people they gave these to their parents and people that they really cared about, because once we got them, then they knew how to get more of them. I won't say how they got more of them at work, but anyway, this kit, it comes with food rations, water, flashlight, first aid supplies, razor blades, wash-up pads, just a whole bunch of stuff that you can use. That's why it's called the Traveler. It's oriented towards people on the road, like in your car trunk, because it does come with things like duct tape and then space blanket, the first aid manual we mentioned above, tissue packets for blowing your nose or whatever else you might want to use them for.
Flashlight and batteries?
Yeah, flashlight and batteries. Have you used the bandages, alcohol wipes, aspirin, gauze pads, towelettes, razor blades?
Water?
Yeah, water rations, right. Food rations.
I haven't seen a lot of this stuff, folks. I assigned Doyle to put together this stuff and price it, and I told him to make the prices lower than, and not just lower, but as low as we could possibly get it, lower than anybody else who ever offered any of this stuff. And I can see by the prices, he's done that.
Yeah.
Why have you done it?
Yeah, actually, we did compare prices to some other very large firms around the country that advertise heavily in magazines and on the air. And although they may offer a sale that might drop a few cents lower when they get an overrun, some of these prices are up to 30% lower than what they're advertising, okay? So heed this, and watch out for products that aren't directly comparable. They may advertise a car kit that helps you with roadside emergencies and whatnot, but see what's in it. Really check, because I found one that's a dollar cheaper, but it had no first aid supplies, no first aid book, a flashlight, no batteries, no duct tape. Duct tape is indispensable on the side of the road. All right.
Hold on. Hey, Doyle, hold on just a minute. I think, wait a minute. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, sir.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Oh, I know what's going on. Okay, now, I'm sorry.
Okay, am I on now?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, sir.
Oh, you're on the air now.
Oh. Oh, well, I just I want to say hi to Bill and hi to say... And say hi to Doyle, and to Annie, and to Pooh, and to, Dorothy.
No, Pooh is Dorothy. You mean Allison.
I'm sorry, I mean Allison.
Okay.
Oh, boy, it's late, and I had a couple of rum and cokes, you know. But your signal is coming in like gangbusters here in Cleveland. It's real clear, and I just called up a local station, and they were talking about Clinton. You know, it was a local, I took a break from the hour of the time, and I called up a local talk show.
That's probably Alan Weiner.
And they were talking about Newt Gingrich's favorite author. Well, Newt Gingrich's favorite author was Alvin Toffler, who wrote the Third Wave. He wrote Future Shock, and he wrote a book called Creating a New Civilization, in which he and his wife, Heidi, in both the Third Wave and Creating a New Civilization, call for a new constitution for this country.
Oh, wow.
I just wondered if you had any thoughts on Mr. Toffler and his wife, Heidi.
Those are my thoughts.
My
thoughts are for Mr. Toffler and his wife, Heidi, if they want a new constitution, look around in the world and find the country that suits them and go there. Just as quickly and as fast. And as comfortably as they can, or they can, you know, work hard, get enough money, and buy an island and make their own country. Leave my constitution alone.
You betcha.
Alone. All you social engineer, puke-faced, scum-sucking pigs out there, leave my constitution alone.
You
because if you don't, someday you're going to have to fight me with real weapons and real bullets, because I have sworn to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that means Mr. Toffler and his social engineering wife, Heidi, and anybody else out there who wants to try and take it away. And I'm dead serious. I am dead serious.
You know, there was a poster in all the taverns back in World War II. That was before my time, and I think before your time, too. But it said this: loose lips sink ships.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was thinking of Mr. Clinton in that regard. Well, anyway, you have a great show, guys. And you're coming to Robin Clinton.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
And also swallow cigars.
Yeah.
Did I say that? I didn't say that. No, not me. Okay, back to the... Remember, folks, if you don't buy these products, we cannot be on the air for 3 hours a night, four nights a week. So if you want us to be on the air... If you want to help yourself, and that's why we offer these at the lowest prices, so that we can give you something that you'll be proud to have and that you need and that you can really, really use, and it will really help you, and you'll also be helping us pay for all this airtime. Back to Mr. Doyle.
Uh-oh, Mr. Doyle. You gotta watch out for that guy. Okay, we got two more things here.
They think you're kidding.
Yeah, I know. this product is called the Ark 3. The Ark is in Noah's Ark 3. 1, 2, 3. This is a box set, essentially. And what this is, this kit comes in a really nice heavy cardboard box, full printing, so you know what's in the kit, what to use it for. It's got a shrink wrap of plastic, and it's actually wrapped so well that this stuff will take a heavy rain and not a drop will get in. I have seen it, I have tried it, I have used things. This has a 5-year shelf life. This is really neat. This is a really neat stuff for gifts. This was used as a giveaway back at my old employment. And they were actually quite popular because a lot of people gave them to their wives once they received them at work because it made them feel better. It's got food, a so-called thermal blanket. As more people know it, a space blanket, water in it. This is a really bare-bones package. But the thing about it is it'll get you through a minor problem, like a breakdown or anything like that, and you'll be just fine. It's going to be sitting out in the side of the Mojave Desert or something in California, dehydrating and dying by the nighttime. The ARC 3, our price is $13.37 plus postage. We will tell you at the end of this how to call and get details on the postage price. You'll have to give us about a day turnaround time once you inquire, okay? The last item is the Super ARC. This is the more advanced kit. This is a really nice kit. It would be comparable to the Traveler kit, but meant more for stationary operations because it does come in a box, not a nylon-type bag with shoulder strap. It's not meant to lug around all over the place. It comes with the ration food again, 5-year shelf life, high caloric intake, sterilized water, first aid kit, blanket, safety matches, a candle, hand warmer, light stick. This kit is a nice deal, and it can withstand the temperature ranges again, negative 40 to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. It only weighs 5 pounds. It's a great deal. This Super ARC, we are selling it for $19.95 plus postage. Okay, and Bill will give you the details as far as where we want to write and how we're going to handle this. Okay?
What is this? This is one person, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
This will take care of one person for 3 days. So you'd want to get one of these for each person in the family for an emergency where you might be without food, water, light, and warmth for 3 days. It'll feed one person for 3 days. Food, water, has light stick, hand warmer, first aid kit, a blanket, safety matches, and a candle. And this is top notch. I mean, this is top of the line stuff. This is stuff, ladies and gentlemen, that elsewhere they're charging you over $100 for. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Over $100.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking on shortwave radio. And we're selling it for what? What's our price?
$19.95.
Toil! You did it again. I mean, if they're charging over $100, how come we're only charging
$19.95?
Well, I did. Are we making any money with that? Are we making a few bucks?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as we're making $2 or $3 or $4 or $5, that's all I care about. All I want to do, we don't want to kill anybody. All we want to do is pay for the airtime. So we need to sell a whole lot of these, folks. And I'm not kidding you. They really are selling these for over $100 on radio, right here on shortwave. I've heard them advertised myself, and I know some of you have too. we're going to be offering you a lot of real good stuff. Recently, that was the night that Pete Morgan called and told us to listen to Art Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
And he was advertising a rechargeable 100,000 candle power handheld flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
100,000 candle power rechargeable handheld light.
Mm-hmm.
$99.95.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, wait till you see what we can get you, with a lot more candle power. Wait till you hear the price we're going to be able to offer you. And we're not going to give it to you tonight. So, but what else do we have here? Anything else?
That was it for our list.
Okay, that's it. We got some wonderful stuff that we're looking into for our audience, for all of you, and everything. We will not offer you anything that's stupid or silly. We're going to offer you things that you would really like and in many instances, you know, wanted and could never get. Like all the time that I was growing up, I always wanted a Flash Gordon pocket knife. Some of my friends had them. Well, folks, we're getting a limited supply of Flash Gordon pocket knives. And the reason we're doing it is because I always wanted one, but we could only get, I think it was two or three.
Yeah.
Only two or three. That's all we're going to have. And we're going to be able to offer you a genuine Flash Gordon, top quality, carbon steel blade pocket knife for a price that you're not going to believe. We're not going to offer it to you until we get them. But I hope you're writing down the products that we have and the prices that we're offering them to you for. Remember, we only accept blank money orders, cash, gold, or silver coin. That's it. Now, if you want to pay for it in gold or silver coin, please call us so we can decide upon a mutually accepted value for whatever coins you're going to send. We're quite liberal in that also, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I think you'll find that we're willing to give you a value that's much better than anybody else would give you. I don't know what I did, but it's in there somewhere. So anyway, oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's right here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. Nice to hear you on the radio again.
Hello.
This is Kevin in Nevada.
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I've been waiting to get you back on the shortwave where I can hear you, and in the process of getting my micro FM back up on the air again and working on the antenna, and your signal's coming in really strong here in the Las Vegas area.
Good. You're going to rebroadcast this on your micro station?
You bet. So I'm working on the antenna right now, and next couple of days I'll get it up where I get it high enough, or I'll actually cover a little bit of area.
Wonderful. Doesn't matter. If you only carry, if you only cover half a block, it's more than anybody would have ever heard before.
Right.
And that's the important thing. You hear that, Alan Weiner? Alan Weiner, don't you sell us out. Don't you do what you did last week. You get on our side, Alan Weiner, and you help us out. Alan Weiner, you hear me, Alan Weiner?
When I heard that you were going to come on this new shortwave station, after I found out how good and strong the signal was, I got on a couple of local talk shows here in the Vegas Valley. You know Lou Epton.
Yeah, I know Lou. He's a good friend of mine, yeah.
And I've...
very good friend of mine.
Right, I've spread the word out on his station a little bit, and I'll get in there and talk to him again tonight and tell him how good the signal's coming in, and because there's nothing to listen in the Las Vegas Valley from 6 to 9, and I'm trying to get everybody to listen to you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, we originally wanted to get airtime from, what was it, 1 to 4 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Eastern. We originally were trying to get airtime 1 to 4 a.m. Eastern because... I really wanted to go head-to-head with Art Bell.
Oh, yeah.
I really wanted to do that. I wanted to do it so bad I could taste it in my sleep.
Mm-hmm. I live in Pahrump. This is this is a crazy valley, so.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, this way we get all his audience.
Right. Well, good to have you back on the air, and I'm spreading the word as much as I can, but there's a lot of really dumb people out there.
Yeah, well, they're ignorant. Let's put it that way. Some of them are stupid, but most people are just ignorant, and all they need to do is hear the truth and go out and check it out and make sure that it is true. My admonition still goes, folks. Listen to everyone, read everything, believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. I've said that from the beginning. I still say it now. And if you don't do that, then in my estimation, you're a fool.
Yeah. And as an example, one person at work, she's a college student, and she's taken her political science class. And the instructor laid out the political parties or philosophies or something like that. And he put Nazi and fascism on the far right wing.
little does he know.
And I you know,
Hitler was a socialist. Nazi means National German Socialist Workers Party.
Right,
Hitler socialized Germany.
With socialism, communism, the whole bit, and anarchy and libertarianism, the whole bit.
Oh my God.
I gave her the definitions out of a encyclopedia or a dictionary.
Yeah.
She believes me, but she's too scared to talk to the teacher.
Oh gee.
And I'll let you get on, and good show. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay, we're not giving out the phone number, folks. These are just people who happen to know the phone number because we're really not taking calls tonight. We weren't going to take calls tonight, but we've been taking calls from some people that we know that have called that are good people. And, you know, this is our debut night, and so good friends want to call and wish us well. That's fine. But we prefer that nobody calls just tonight, and then, you know, we'll open the phones on other nights for people to call. I'm trying to figure this out. That's number three. That's that. And I'm going to get up all the way up here to 42. Okay. I'm just setting up the shuffle off the Buffalo music because we're at 8:46 coming up at the top of the last. This is the last hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
Yeah.
You know, I like this 3-hour format because we can get out all the information we need to get out. Instead of being confined to 1 hour where you can't do anything else except pound out the information, we can get the information out. We can have fun.
We can breathe.
And we can breathe. And we can do other things. And we've got time to advertise some things, you know, that we needed to advertise. Here's the, oh, by the way, let's go back on 101.1 up here. Okay.
I'm going to get the hand.
I'm turning on the transmitter now. I'm turning on the, okay.
Yep.
Compressor limit. Turn it on. Okay. We are now back on the air on 101.1 FM. Okay, for those of you who want to order any of the products that we just gave you, remember, we only accept blank money orders, cash, gold or silver coin, and send it to Hour of the Time, in care of 101.1 FM, Post Office Box 940, that's P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, that's Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925, USA. Okay, now we've got all of that done. We're back on 101.1 FM. And for those of you listening on 101.1 FM who waited patiently for us to come back on the air, sorry we have to do that, but 101.1 FM is a nonprofit community service station. There are never any commercials on 101.1 FM. There will never be any commercials on 101.1 FM, and you all know that, and so that's why. I'm going to try to hook some other thing through another mixing board so that we don't have to go off the air. We can go back to our normal programming while we're doing the commercials on the Hour of the Time. So, gosh, are we out of steam?
I'm just waking up.
I bet you are. Just waking up. Yeah, it is getting late. And my legs are killing me. I got to tell you that. I mean, they are killing me. You see, folks, I can't speak. You know, when I go somewhere to deliver a lecture or speak, I can't do it sitting down. I can't even do it sitting on a stool. And I can't do a radio broadcast sitting down. I don't know how anybody does it. I've got to stand up. And if I don't stand up, I cannot be effective. I cannot deliver whatever it is I'm saying in the proper manner. At least I feel like I can't. And I can't move around and I can't wave my arms and all that kind of stuff. And I have to do that. Ask Doyle. I probably look like an orchestra conductor.
He tried to hit me a couple times.
while I'm talking here. What else do we need to do?
We gave out the address.
We did all of that.
Yeah.
Let me think. Oh, I know what I forgot to do. Here's what I forgot to do.
Personal conversation with her about my sore throat and what she thought would be good for it or something like that. I have some vague memory of that. That's it.
Just the chicken soup conversation.
Well, I want to know about her sore throat. What are you doing about her sore throat?
Maybe that's what she said I should have. I don't remember. But I have no recollection, sir, of asking her to come to my room. I'm sorry, I don't.
I'm not going to touch that with a
10-foot pole. I won't deny calling her. I don't know if I did call her. I don't know if she tried to call me first. I don't know anything about that. I met her, and Doug Wilder, I remember that she and her husband were active for Governor Wilder, and that's about all I remember, except that I had a conversation with her around the Richmond debate. I do remember talking to her there.
Mr. President, let's move ahead to the episode on November 29, 1993, in which Mrs. Willie met you in your office at the Oval. the subject matter of the 60-minute broadcast a few months ago. You recall that episode?
I certainly do.
Mr. President, in fact, on that day, you did make sexual advances on Kathleen Willard. Is that not correct?
That's false.
You did grab her breast, as she said?
I did not.
You did place your hand on her groin area, as she said?
No, I didn't.
And you placed her hand on your genitals, did you not?
Mr. Bennett, I didn't do any of that. And the questions you're asking, I think, betray the bias of this operation that has troubled me for a long time. You know what evidence was released after the 60-minute broadcast that I think pretty well shattered Kathleen Willard's credibility.
I love that. I really do. Folks, you know what? I just realized that I don't remember if I ever gave out this Ramsey phone number where you can get a free catalog. And remember, we don't work for Ramsey. We're not getting anything from Ramsey. This is just where you write to call to get a free catalog if you want one. And the number is 1-800-446-2295. That's 1-800-446-2295. One more time. 1-800-446-2295. We're not selling anything from Ramsey. We're not getting any money from Ramsey. That's just where you can get a free catalog, so call them and get it. Now, I hope, folks, that you will all call every talk show and everybody that you know and tell them that I'm back. And it's on WBCQ, the planet on High Street. And don't tell me they're 16 stories off the ground, because I'm going to tell you it's at least 220 stories off the ground on High Street. And tell them it's a new three-hour format, Monday through Thursday night. It's a clear channel signal everywhere. And I got to tell you, we're getting it better here in Arizona than any other station on shortwave, except for, what's that, Catholic, WEWN?
I believe so, the Catholic. Only Saturdays, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great signal. It's a great station. We're having a lot of fun. Everybody else has a lot of fun. And I think it's going to make its mark. I really do. So call everybody. Let everybody know. Oh, here they are. Come on, girls. Come, you want to say goodbye? Want to go say goodbye, Eric? Because we're going to sign off. Say bye.
Bye.
Move.
Bye.
Good night.
Say good night, Doyle.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Whoops. What did I do? Oh, I did it. Okay, here we go.
I'm on stage.
Good night. You're my love. You're my angel. You're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to find you at a far away station. Thank you.